And I look at the waitress and I said, yes, I would like a lemon drop martini, please. And then Melissa says, oh, don't forget to tell her you like it extra sweet.
Oh, you're kidding.
And
she had special instructions.
Said, oh, that's right. I forgot. Please tell the bartender I like it extra sweet. Gina, who's on the show, had her baby on Friday, and she's been nice enough to join us on the phone right now. Hey, Gina.
Hey, guys.
We miss you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
How's being a new mom?
It's good. Yeah. I'm not sleeping, but other than that, it's pretty good.
So, Paisley, give us the stats on Paisley.
Okay, so she was born at 9:51 a.m., and I'm about to make all the moms jealous. I only pushed for about 30 minutes.
Oh, especially for your first baby.
Yeah, crazy. And then she was just under 7 pounds and then 18 inches.
All right. And what about hair?
Hair is brown, but it's quickly changing. There's like an orange tint to it, maybe blonde. So jury's still out on that.
Okay.
And then, of course, we won't really know her eyes yet, but they're kind of like that dark blue.
Right. Don't they all kind of start blue and then they change as the months go on?
Yep. So we don't know. And she doesn't open them too often yet. So hard to tell still.
Does that mean she's sleeping and you're sleeping?
Yes. I do feel okay. Like we haven't slept too much, but I feel okay with the amount we have slept.
What was it like when you first held her after delivering?
Oh my gosh, it was like so overwhelming. Yeah. Like I was sobbing. Oh yeah, and I immediately counted like her toes and her hands. That's probably yeah. Like, does she have like all 10 toes and all 10 fingers? And then I guess with like all the tests they run and everything, you're just like hyper aware and like, is she okay? Is she, right. You know? Like, is she healthy? Probably that. Especially like the 10 toes, 10 fingers. Who does that?
A lot of new moms.
You fit right in. All right. Well, you sleep when she sleeps.
I'm trying. We've had help, so it's been very nice. We're very fortunate.
Oh, very cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And how, your husband, Landon, how is he doing?
He's good. He's actually getting ready to go to work. It's his first day back. So
might
be a couple tears. He's been struggling with having to go back, but he's been a rock star. Like, he's been unbelievable.
Good deal.
So I'm very lucky to have a partner who's just as hands-on as I am.
Very cool. Now your dog Ford, how is Ford handling the new addition to the family?
Yeah, he was like pretty unsure about it at first, didn't really care, even put like his butt in her face when we first met. He turned around pretty quick. But like at night, every time she cries or like every time we get up to feed her or change her, he's always right there.
Yeah.
Very alert, follows her everywhere. So he's done really, really good.
That's cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dogs always have that look like, what have you brought into the house?
Yeah.
But that's great.
I'm surprised he hasn't been more like, Mom, Dad, come on. But he's done good.
Everybody's awesome. On their best behavior. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Gina, congratulations to you and your husband on baby Paisley, new mom, Gina McGee.
There you go.
Thank you. I miss you guys.
We love you and miss you, and happy holidays to you and everybody there, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Put this in the category of stories you just know are true in your bones. Tennessee in the top three states that people are moving into.
Yeah.
We're third behind North Carolina, then South Carolina, then Tennessee.
Wow. Yeah. Stop moving here. We're full.
Yeah.
There's a guy from Great Britain who was vacationing in Tennessee and went to Waffle House for the first time and left a review. At first, he says, as a 51-year-old British man, I went to Waffle House for the first time. I was very excited. It was a little underwhelming at first, just enjoying my hash browns and coffee while everything seemed normal. Then, out of nowhere, a woman yelled, Biatch, stop emailing my man. And suddenly, two large women were going at each other's throats over the counter. One hit the other one in the head with a napkin holder. The staff barely batted an eye. And as everyone was recovering, the waitress leaned to me and said, just another Tuesday night at Waffle House. I give it 5 stars.
I love that he got the complete Waffle House experience.
They probably said, hey, this guy's a tourist. Let's do something for him.
That's it. I mean, there's always something waiting
to happen. That's right. Have dinner and a performance.
I'll stick around for another coffee. Would do. So Post Malone and Jason Aldean's Nashville Bars are giving first responders free Christmas meals.
Oh, that's nice.
Which is great.
Very cool.
They have to work on Christmas so all of us can be safe.
Yeah.
They should get a little reward. So
well done.
Good on them.
Good job. There's Christmas songs that are really wonderful, and then some that you go, ugh.
We're going to call them the ugly Christmas sweaters of music.
I like this plan.
Okay, they're freakishly ugly, but loved.
Yeah, we love them ironically, kind of. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We start with number 5 with something that was from, I don't know, the 40s or 50s. The Chipmunks.
Yeah.
And Christmas, Don't Be Late.
Sorry, that's all we're legally allowed to play because anymore and everybody in their car gets a headache.
Exactly.
This next one, gotta love it. We had a lot of requests for this. We didn't play the entire song.
Yes.
So to make it up for them, they make the list of songs that are like ugly Christmas sweaters, but we love them. Run DMC's Christmas in Hollis.
Yeah.
And Santa put gifts under Christmas trees. Decorate songs that are loud but beautiful.
Next up, this is a classic. All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth.
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. My two front teeth. See my two front teeth.
Popular song during World War II, I think.
Yeah. I think Jake Paul was singing that.
Yes. That's right, after he got his jaw broke.
Ugly Christmas sweater song, of course.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. No crocodiles, no rhinoceroses. I only like hippopotamuses.
Yeah, that's when we can tolerate little kids singing.
And that brings us to the number one ugly Christmas sweater of music. It's Elmo and Patsy. You know this song.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa. But as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Yes, number one.
The loudest Christmas sweater of music.
Yeah. There's one of the local TV lawyers uses that. They say, like, if your grandma is run over by a reindeer, call us. You may deserve compensation. It's like, shut up.
Chasing sleighs and chasing ambulances.
I'm feeling good, like I should. When in Durga, walk around the neighborhood.
You love influencers that actually do something good for people. There's a YouTuber. His name is Jesus Morales, and he likes to do things for folks. He surprises them with money or prizes or trips and stuff like that. It's really cool. There was a homeless family, a mom and 3 kids, that he found out were in need. And so he did a GoFundMe and raised some money and then went and found them in the parking lot of a store.
I'm so sorry to bother. Do you by any chance not to know how to wrap a Christmas present? Is there any way you can help me out? I'm kind of in a rush. I got to get over to a party, but are you serious?
I'm going to wrap it or help you wrap it to my best ability.
Thank you so much. Yeah, this is perfect. You're amazing. And what was your name?
Janae.
Janae. How do I spell that?
J-A-N-E. Are you serious?
It's for you.
Babe, you're kidding me right now.
I'm so serious.
You're kidding me right now.
I'm not kidding.
You're kidding me right now.
I'm not.
You're kidding me right now.
I'm not. Well, you deserve it, honestly. God bless you.
This is weird.
Can I give you a hug?
He gave her $139,000.
Wow.
So there's a family who can get back on their feet. I love that. And oh. I actually edited that because she went on, you're kidding me right now, for like a minute. She couldn't believe it. That's
I understand.
So cool.
He changed the course of her life.
Yeah.
And
so
all
awesome.
The people that donated.
Gotta love it.
Oh, that's awesome. This Mood Boost is brought to you by that feeling of deja vu. This Mood Boost is brought to you by that feeling of deja vu. This Mood Boost is brought to you by...
My girlfriend and I, Melissa, went out to dinner last night. 2J's Grill in Murfreesboro, right near our house. It's nice. I'm trying to talk them into advertising.
They should.
They should. They really should.
They're smart.
And we went and ate, and we went to sit down, and Melissa said, "Oh, I it's been a long day. I'd really like to get a lemon drop martini."
Okay.
And I said, "Okay." And she's looking, going like, "Oh, I don't have my ID with me. Can you order it for me?
Uh-oh.
But pretend it's for you." And I went, okay.
So she was that kid in front of the convenience store.
Hey, mister, would you buy some beer?
So you got to pretend it's for you.
Yeah. So, the waitress comes over and says, "Can I get something to drink?" And she goes, "I'll just have water, thank you." And looks at me, and I look at the waitress, and I said, "Yes, I would like a lemon drop martini, please." And then Melissa says, "Oh, don't forget to tell her you like it extra sweet."
Oh, you're kidding.
And
she had special instructions.
I said, "Oh, that's right. I forgot. Please tell the bartender I like it extra sweet." And the girl just kind of looks at me and walks off. And I'm sure she went to the bartender and said, "Yeah, the fancy boy on table 12 would like an extra sweet lemon drop martini."
She either thought you were goofy or she was completely hip to the charade.
Oh, yeah.
That was.
I think it was pretty obvious when I said, "Oh, that's right. I forgot. I like it super sweet. Could you add an extra pound of sugar to it, please?" "I'll share my girlfriend's water and drink that too."
Oh, my God. That's so perfect.
"Could you also garnish it with glitter?"
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
I like it garnished with glitter.
Totally Hits 93.3 is the Woody and Jim Show, ready to play Gender Wars now, as always, brought to you by our friends at Tree Fellers. You got some trees that are blocking your view and they're unsightly. Have them uprooted and destroyed with our friends from Tree Fellers. Go to localtreefellers.com.
They cut, you chill.
All right. We have Kristen in Clarksville for the ladies. We have John in Las Casas for the guys. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good luck.
Let's get to know you a little bit. Let's do a get acquainted question. John, as a kid, what did you hide from your parents?
I hid the fact that I started smoking a lot earlier than they thought I did.
Didn't many of us. I'm not saying I was one of those people, but...
Stole mom's cigarette.
Yeah. Kristen, what about you? As a kid, what'd you hide from your parents?
Oh, anytime I had a grade that wasn't an A, I was a perfectionist. So if it wasn't an A, I hid it.
They didn't give us grades this time.
Yeah, it's weird. They just gave us a fail or pass, and I did really well.
All right, you each have a screw you can use if you get in trouble.
All right, multiple choices. How we start, Kristen. Is Taylor Swift's fiance, Travis Kelce, a running back, a wide receiver, or a tight end?
Wide receiver.
No, he's a tight end.
All right, John. Was Luke's Diner the favorite hangout on Friends, 90210, or the Gilmore Girls?
I'll go with 90210.
No.
Gilmore Girls.
Okay. See if you can score first, Kristen. What are you shopping for if you visit TonyLlama.com?
Socks.
Socks. You're so close.
Oh.
Cowboy boots.
Oh.
You're in the vicinity. You were boot adjacent with your answer, but that wasn't it.
All right, John. Laughing Cow is a brand of what?
Cheese.
There we go. We got our correct answer.
Okay. It's 1-0.
All right, Kristen. See if you can tie it up. The Tom Cruise movie Days of Thunder was about what sport?
NASCAR.
Yeah, yes. NASCAR. Good job.
All right, we're all tied up. John, if you get this right, you can win it. If not, we'll go to overtime. Selling Sunset is a reality show about what line of work?
I'll go with my screw.
All right. Okay. All right, Kristen, he hopes you don't know this.
Selling Sunset is a reality show about selling what?
Real estate.
Real estate. That is correct. That is right.
And she's stolen the victory. Congratulations, Kristen. But you know what? John, we love you. We're going to hook you up with passes to the Jack Daniels VIP experience. Their heated tent right next to the stage.
There
Everybody
you go.
Wins.
Yeah.
Thank you so much,
Dave. Thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits.
93.3.
Second Avenue is now open to traffic for the first time in 5 years.
Since the Christmas Day bombing.
Right, of 2020, which we were just talking about this off the air. It feels like it just happened, and in some ways it also feels like it happened like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where, you know.
It's one of those Nashville memories.
Like, yeah.
Oh, okay. We haven't been able to go to that part of town.
Right.
For 5 years. It's like all those things that disappeared when, you know, things got knocked down and condo buildings
yeah.
got put up. But
yeah.
they had to just recover from that. I didn't think it would take this long.
Yeah. I mean, you know, they have redone it and there's all kinds of new stuff there. You know, I miss the old stuff. I miss the old spaghetti factory.
Everybody.
That was like the go-to place for before prom or anything.
Yeah, if you're going to a show or something downtown, yeah. people would go. I just yeah. remember waiting long lines at the old spaghetti factory.
So you could eat spaghetti, you know, in the trolley car.
Yep.
You'd fought to sit in there.
Yep. And that's the unfortunate part is all the businesses that were in there.
You're right.
Once the bombing happened, it was like kind of an excuse for them to kick out all the tenants and
right.
make new space and charge more.
And re-envision it, you know, yeah. and actually make more money, yeah. The guy who actually was the bomber, Anthony Warner, I guess the FBI has released more information about, you know, their investigation into his motive. And
yeah.
I guess he had emotional and spiritual ties to the area, he said. And he also had done some electrical work on Second Avenue. And the reason he said he picked that area was the bomb went off to break reincarnation loops. So, yeah, he was crazy.
Okay.
So, yeah, that should clear that up.
I had always heard that he was trying to take out the 5G.
Yeah.
There
was rumors to that effect, too. Yeah.
Which, I mean, it did take out phone service for parts of the country. Yeah,
yeah.
For a little bit.
Yeah. So. Yeah, but yeah, it's open now, so tourists, get out there and spend your money.
It's supposed to be real, like, walk-around friendly.
Yeah, tomorrow night, Christmas Eve, the Powerball drawing will be worth $1.7 billion. Nobody's won yet, so keep it going. You could have the best Christmas ever. What are we doing today?
Going to hit the gym, then I'm going to brave Costco 2 days before Christmas.
Yeah.
And then I got to start wrapping. Because I don't think I have left myself enough time to do it tomorrow.
So it's wrapping like Christmas wrapping, not like M&M.
No.
No.
Yeah, nobody wants that.
Trailer park girls go around the outside. Around the outside. I have Christmas with my son Jeff and his wife and my grandkids tonight.
Oh, cool.
Because we kind of space it out because there's so many people we have to have Christmas with.
Tonight's
their night, and I'll be wearing my new Christmas sweater you gave me for Christmas, Jim. Thank you so much. It's Merry Christmas, or it says Yippee-ki-yay, Merry Christmas.
With a Bruce Willis
yes.
smoking cartoon on the front.
Because Die Hard is a Christmas movie. You can't deny it.